Election Night Live Wire Mamdani vs. the Establishment in Fight for Soul of Democrat Party. By Bradley J. on June 23, 2026. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, D., is taking the Democrat Party establishment head-on in the greatest test of his political clout since his unlikely election victory in November. Maryland and Utah join New York in holding primaries Tuesday, with South Carolina holding primary runoffs. But most political prognosticators are fixated on New York, including House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, whose political fortunes hang on maintaining control over the evolving, increasingly radical Democrat caucuses. Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, has endorsed three candidates for the House of Representatives, each cut from his Marxist cloth and representing a significant challenge to the power structure that enabled Jeffries and Schumer to rise to the upper echelons of party power. In the 7th Congressional District, Mamdani endorsed New York State Assembly member Claire Valdez over Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso, who is the preferred replacement for outgoing Representative Nadia Velazquez, DNY. But Mamdani isn't simply endorsing against the candidate preferred by outgoing Democrat representatives. He is taking on incumbent Democrats too. In the 10th Congressional District, Mamdani endorsed his former rival for mayor, Brad Lander, over Representative Dan Goldman, DNY. Polls show Goldman, who made his career opposing Trump, even serving as an impeachment manager, running behind Lander, who has framed Goldman as not radical enough for an evolving party. The race has turned ugly, with a New York coffee shop going viral the weekend before the primary for denying Goldman entry due to his support for Israel. In the 13th Congressional District, Jeffries' ally and incumbent Representative Adriano Espaillat is fighting back a challenge from Mamdani-endorsed Daria Lysa Avila Chevalier. A community organizer from Harlem, Chevalier's past statements and positions have generated controversy as she's rocketed up the polls. She apologized for posting "Fuck Kamala Harris," which contributed to Mamdani clarifying that he was not aware of all her past positions, while maintaining his support. In Washington, Espaillat leads the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, a powerful bloc in the House Democratic Caucus that is facing an erosion of race and ethnicity-based power centers as progressives bring a broader class warfare focus to Washington. Other New York Democrat primaries hold intrigue. The 12th Congressional District Democrat primary is as notable for who may not survive as who might prevail. New York Assemblymembers Alex Spores and Michael Asher are projected to emerge atop the pack of a crowded race to replace retiring Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY. But former Republican, and wannabe Trump administration official, George Conway, who left the party after a painfully public political brouhaha with then-wife and Trump loyalist Kellyanne Conway, appears likely to finish no higher than third. And Jack Schlossberg, the outspoken and flamboyant Camelot scion and son of Caroline Kennedy, has struggled to turn his outlandish social media clout into a base of support. But the three races in which Mamdani is taking on the leaders of the Democratic establishment will be the most instructive. Many traditional coalitions, power centers, and sacred cows of the party could be history by Tuesday evening, or if the results are an indication, within an election cycle or two. Docile race-based coalitions, long the most reliable centers for support for House Democratic leadership, could take another, perhaps near-fatal, blow. Support for Israel, once a given for Democratic politicians, could complete its transformation to albatross. Even leading the political and legal effort to defeat Trump may no longer be enough for the new class of ascendant radicals birthed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's unlikely primary victory over incumbent Democrat Representative Joe Crowley, then seen as the most likely successor to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Ironically, with a base rapidly changing through the unchecked migration it championed for decades, old guard Democrats may now be facing the end of their political control, sowing the seeds of their own destruction. Who this party could possibly elevate as its nominee for president in 2028 is anyone's guess, but the ramifications are monumental. Polls close at 7 p.m. ET in South Carolina, 8 p.m. ET in Maryland, 9 p.m. ET in New York, and 10 p.m. ET in Utah. This story will be updated throughout the evening. Update 12:23 p.m. ET. CNN's Harry Enten dropped some astounding numbers before tonight's election results, which shed light on how this happened. Democrats sympathizing with the Palestinians over the Israelis has shifted a staggering 47 points towards the Palestinians in a mere 2.5 years. Whereas 34% of Democrats 2.5 years ago said IPAC backing makes them less likely to support a candidate, that number has increased in 19-point swing, with a majority of 53%. Support for Israel is now toxic in the Democrat Party. Additionally, over a longer timeline, socialism has increased in popularity among Democrat voters, with Democrat socialists now 13 points more favorable than Democrats in Congress. Remarkably, socialism is now more popular than capitalism for Democrat voters as well. Update 11:55 p.m. ET. Trump offered more commentary on the evening's results on Truth Social. Many communists running in badly failing blue states, he posted. The votes seem to have them doing quite well against each other. The bad news is that history has conclusively shown that the downtrodden states that they will soon be running will only get worse. MAGA. Update 11:43 p.m. ET. Democrat nominee Claire Valdez's closing line at her victory party was Solidarity Forever. Abolish ICE, Free Palestine, Organize Your Union, and Join DSA, Semaphore's Dave Weigel reports. One of the highest-profile Democrat Party nominees for the House is encouraging voters to join another party, the Democrat Socialists of America. This is a disaster for Democrats, too, in particular. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who happens to hail from the city wrecked by the Mamdani massacre, has a much more complicated path towards becoming Speaker of the House. Republicans' Trump pushed decisions across the nation to play by the same rules as Democrats and institute mid-decade redistricting, coupled with the Supreme Court ending unconstitutional race-based gerrymandering, made Jeffries' path to retaking the House more complicated. But even if he can take the House from Republicans, with margins likely to be razor thin, a path to winning the Speaker's gavel might require a similar devil's bargain with the Mamdani's acolytes as McCarthy made with conservatives, and which ultimately took his gavel after only 9 months. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, also a New Yorker, might face even more peril. Ock, who paved the path for Mamdani and is a close ally, has long been seen as the greatest threat to Schumer, up for re-election in 2028. Yet even if she runs for president instead of challenging Schumer, tonight's results make clear that there are multiple Ocks waiting in the wings. The Democrat electorate has changed, their demands have changed, and the old guard's grip on power is increasingly tenuous. Update 11:27 p.m. ET. How scared is the Democrat Party establishment at the threats to its existence from the rise of Mamdani and its hostile takeover from the Democratic Socialists of America? Look no further than this post from former DNC Chairman Jamie Harrison. I say this with no ill will or animosity. If you hate the Democratic Party, then please don't run for our nomination, he said. Don't use our resources. Don't rely on our volunteers. Don't use our infrastructure. Don't ask Democrats to invest their time, money, and energy in your campaign. Focus on building the party you actually support. Political parties aren't perfect, but they're built by millions of people who knock doors, make calls, organize meetings, and fight for the values they believe in. If you don't believe in the party, then don't ask its members to carry you across the finish line. Democrats have long consented, if uncomfortably, to be the home for socialist parties like the DSA and other progressive third parties like the Working Families Party. They're finding out that if you dance with the devil, he's gonna wanna lead. Update 11:20 p.m. ET. Trump spiked the football on Truth Social after two of his nemeses were defeated Tuesday night. Wow, Mr. Kellyanne Conway, a Trump deranged loser at the highest level, is getting absolutely crushed in the primaries tonight, he posted of George Conway. He'll end up at about 5% of the vote in a rather weak field of young and aggressive communists. No wonder his husband dumped him like a dog. This is a truly unattractive person, both inside and out. Have a nice life, George. He added in a second post, weak and pathetic Congressman Dan Goldman just lost, big. I guess people didn't like him illegally targeting President Trump. In any event, this jerk is finally gone. Update 11:14 p.m. ET. For a decade, the tenuous Democrat coalition has been held together by anti-Trump resistance. With unconstitutional gerrymandering in the House, questionable decisions from Mitch McConnell-led Republican Senate campaign committees, and a highly unusual 2020 campaign hiding the deeper, fundamental problems within the party. The defeat of incumbent Representative Dan Goldman, the man who made his career as the face of Trump's impeachment, by an insurgent, Mamdani-backed Democratic Socialist marks the beginning of a new phase for the Democrat Party, or what's left of it. The pro-Israel, anti-Trump Goldman is out. The anti-Israel, pro-trans kids Lander is in. These policies might play well right now in New York neighborhoods where few homes speak English as a first language. Hordes of migrants have struggled to assimilate in a city already burdened by Democrat mismanagement. And broader communities have paid the price for such widespread pockets of discontent and all that comes with it. But increasingly, the politicians championing these policies are the energy and the base of the Democrat Party. Resistance to Trump is no longer enough. Legions of Democrat voters, many with few ties and even less regard for the cultural, social, and political heritage Americans have inherited, want to burn it all to the ground and distribute what remains. Nothing can be spared from the flames. The radical left already exterminated blue dog Democrats during the age of Obama. But their numbers have grown, and the Overton window has shifted. Will they take out mainstream liberals next? Update 10:43 p.m. ET. Brad Lander, who defeated incumbent Representative Dan Goldman Tuesday night, made trans kids a repeated rallying cry for his campaign, even rewriting the first line of the First They Came poem to First They Came for the Trans Kids. He's another gift to Republicans in battleground districts and states across the country. Update 10:41 p.m. ET. Daria Liza Avila Chevalier, who is on the glide path to being sworn in the Capitol in January, has a history of comments that would make the toes curl of even many stalwart Democrat voters. A prison abolitionist, Chevalier refused to answer on the campaign trail what she would do with convicted murderers. Yet she has shown a fundamental misunderstanding of American laws, even stating that deporting an illegal alien convicted of a crime in the U.S. violates the principle of double jeopardy. Like other Mamdani-aligned Democratic Socialists, Chevalier is rabidly pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel, as well as ardent supporter Mahmoud Khalil, the anti-Israel activist who has disrupted and even shut down American universities with protests and sit-ins which have often flirted with violence. Update 10:31 p.m. ET. Michael Asher will win in New York's 12th District, NBC News projects, in a devastating blow to Jack Schlossberg, who finished third, and George Conway, who finished fifth with a paltry 6.1% with 86.7% of the votes counted. Update 10:24 p.m. ET. It's the Mamdani massacre. The race is closer than the other two, but community organizer Daria Liza Avila Chevalier will defeat incumbent Representative Adriano Espaillat, NBC News Projects. With 86.4% of the projected vote in, Chevalier has captured 49.3% to the incumbent's 46%. Her victory gives Mamdani his third and final victory for the night in a stunning flexing of political muscle that shows his democratic socialism is the ascendant force in Democrat Party politics. Mamdani mutilated two powerful, well-funded, influential Democrat incumbents on his path to victory, one of whom was the leader of one of the most powerful race blocs in Washington and another who made his name as a cable news mainstay in the face of Trump resistance. The dynamics of the Democrat Party have shifted under the feet of the politicians who primed the earth through massive waves of immigration from parts of the world that had not previously sent large numbers to American shores and refused to stay loyal to those who brought them here. Update 10 p.m. ET. The White House is beginning its outreach to Democrat voters who are disaffected with the leftward lunge of their party, which is undeniable after tonight's election results. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller on Fox News Hannity presented an insightful, nuanced take on the evolution of the two-party system and Democrats' descent into radical ideology, stating Trump's desire to appeal to Democrats who want to save their country. Ultimately, what President Trump is doing, and what he is leading, is an America First movement that says we need Democrats to come vote for us, to leave that insanity, because ultimately that's just a death knell for America. he said. Update 9:50 p.m. ET. Brad Lander was on air with CNN when the network projected he would defeat incumbent Representative Dem Goldman. "I do think it says Democratic voters want to reset the U.S. relationship with Israel," Lander said of the Mamdani-endorsed candidate's election night success. "They don't want a foreign policy that compromises anyone's humanity." Update 9:45 p.m. ET. Rep. Espaillat is making his Dominican roots a cornerstone of his re-election to Congress. Mississippi Now's Michael Schnell reports. The chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus is throwing a party that, while not exactly a rager, seems more at home in the Caribbean than the East Coast of the U.S. Despite his Dominican bona fides, the incumbent is down to the Mamdani-backed Chevalier by almost 2.5 points with 78.6% of the projected vote in. Update 9:40 p.m. ET. If you're unfamiliar with Claire Valdez, you're probably not a Democrat congressman running for re-election. Every single candidate carrying the flag for the Democrats must answer why they are marching alongside Valdez, who is now all but assured to win in November and head to Washington. The champion of the new guard of Democrat politicians has called for a trans bill of rights, national rent control, and even unlimited refugees, much further than even Kamala Harris went on one of the issues that sunk her 2024 campaign. Tonight her greatest hits is another significant step closer to becoming Democrat Party orthodoxy. Update 9:35 p.m. ET. In New York's 12th district, as expected, Michael Asher and Alex Spores are ahead of the pack, with Lasher currently up by just over 4%. But wow, the story might be further down. Jack Schlossberg, who squandered the political capital from being the grandson to a popular president to instead gain notoriety for being creepy and obnoxious online, is in a distant third place at just over 10%. But the amusing story is even further down. On most websites, one must click View More Candidates to see. George Conway, one of the most notorious sufferers of Trump derangement syndrome, is pulling up the rear in an astounding fifth place with only 6.2% of the projected vote. The tally is an embarrassment for a man who debased himself at every turn, losing his family and even moving to Manhattan solely to run for office under the mantle of a party that never wanted him. Update 9:25 p.m. ET. There we go. Valdez will defeat Reynoso, NBC News projects. She has 56.7% of the projected vote with over 55% in. Mamdani has now secured two victories, with one more possible. Update 9:17 p.m. ET. With almost a third of the projected vote in, Espaillat and Mamdani endorsed Chevalier are neck and neck in the 13th district. Espaillat is up just 0.4 points. But in the 7th district, with 45.4% of the projected returns in, the Mamdani-endorsed Valdez is up big, with 55.7% over Antonio Reynoso's 35.5%. We might see this race get called soon. Update 9:11 p.m. ET. NBC News projects Brad Lander to defeat incumbent Representative Dan Goldman, and it doesn't appear to be close. With just over a third of the projected votes tabulated, Lander has 62% to Goldman's 37.8%, a stunning defeat for an incumbent who positioned himself as one of the most visible opponents to Trump's agenda and his freedom. Update 9:07 p.m. ET. Polls closed in New York minutes ago. As Henry Olson points out, Mamdani's three picks in House races lead in the early vote, an encouraging sign for the mayor's takeover attempt. Update 8:59 p.m. ET. Disgraced former Representative Jamal Bowman, who was formally censured after pleading guilty for pulling a Capitol complex fire alarm that delayed a House vote and later lost his primary, is supporting Chevalier over Espaillat. The race is on American soil for a position in American government, yet has turned into a tribal squabble between different imported ethnic communities that make up large chunks of the 13th district's population. Chevalier and her supporters like Bowman have complained that an Espaillat advisor claims Chevalier wants to replace Dominicans in the district with Haitians and Muslims. Update 7:56 p.m. ET. Attorney General Alan Wilson will win the Republican runoff for the governor's nomination, the Associated Press projected at 7:26 p.m. ET. His opponent, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette, led after the primary, in no small part due to President Donald Trump's endorsement. But in the runoff after the crowded field was winnowed to two, Wilson got out to a big lead. Trump soon co-endorsed, throwing his support behind Wilson as well. Bradley Jay is political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley Ajay.